Now, have you noticed your Irish declined sharply after leaving school? How can you ensure you don't lose your first language if you're not using it, or indeed, in many of our cases, your second language, Irish? To discuss this, we're joined by Professor Monica Schmidt from the Department of Language and Linguistics in the University of Essex. Monica, you're a German living in England. You actually noticed this happening to you. Your expertise, if I can put it that way, in German started to decline a little bit.
Yes, good morning. Yes, that's correct. That I've definitely felt that happening, yes.
And what kind of stuff? Like, I presume your written German, or your spoken German is, I presume, is still pretty good. Where did you notice the deterioration?
Well, it really does happen all over the place a little bit. I don't think it's necessarily the case that the spoken proficiency is less vulnerable than the written proficiency. Because when you speak, I mean, we speak at a rate of 2 to 3 words per second. So that means you've got about, 300 milliseconds to grab every single word from your mental lexicon. And then sometimes words from the other language just sort of slip in the way and you find yourself reaching for words and pausing and umming and aahing, and you grab a word and it's not exactly the right one. All those kinds of things can happen.
What is it? I mean, is it that you stopped thinking in German and you began thinking in English? Is that what happens?
I think that is something that really happens to everybody who is reasonably proficient in several languages. We don't, if you talk a language above very basic proficiency, you will think in it. So that, I think, is quite normal. I think what happens is, what you do when you learn a second language is that you add, basically, you don't only add a second language, you also add a module that controls which language you're reaching for and which language you're going to be using. And depending on the situation, I think it is in that control module that things sometimes go wrong and the languages get mixed up.
I think a lot of people in Ireland listening to you would identify this, not so much their first language, but we obviously have two languages here, English and Irish. And myself, I would have been pretty fluent in Irish leaving school, but but I'm nowhere near fluent now because I'm not using it all the time. And
can I ask you, was Irish spoken in your home when you were little, or did you just learn it in school?
I learned it in school, but I did spend a lot of time in an Irish speaking school as well, where I would have been speaking Irish the whole time.
Okay, yeah, because of course that's a very, very big difference, because you have this very large cohort of people who take Irish at school, and you do you spend a lot of time on it, don't you, for Irish child.
With limited results often, but yeah, a lot of time on it.
Yeah, well, interestingly, there was a PhD dissertation about 15 years ago written by, I'm sorry, I'm going to pronounce this really wrong now, Lilia Murtagh.
Yeah, that's fine.
She wrote this at a Dutch university at the time, actually, and she looked at the proficiency of people such as yourself who had learned Irish only in school, and she looked at three different groups who had learned it to different levels, to O level, and then I believe there's an H level, a higher level, and then the third group was people who were actually taking Irish immersion. And she looked at them immediately when they were leaving school, so when the instruction ceased, and then again 18 months later. And she found, to her great surprise, that the language had not deteriorated anywhere near as much as she had expected and as people indeed thought. So when you say, oh, my Irish is nowhere near as good now as it used to be, you may actually be completely wrong. And if somebody tested you, they might find that it's actually really just as good, or maybe even better than it was when you left school. So that's the sort of
I wish that were true. I'm afraid I have tried speaking it a bit lately, and it hasn't been so hot. Tell me this: what, I suppose, obvious question? What can you do to prevent your language skills in a certain language deteriorating?
Well, it's probably going to sound a little bit contradictory now, but first of all, I think you should relax about it. Now, again, because, as I just said, the situation may actually be nowhere near as dire as you think. But there are very, very different situations and very, very different contexts. So there are a lot of people who speak a language in childhood, for example, also children of migrants, and who are really good, who are just as good as children in the country where the people come from. And then when they start school, they stop using the language and they slip over to the majority language. And then the language can actually really, really deteriorate. And that can be very sad because it sort of cuts them off from family back home and from grandparents and things like that. So that is one kind of situation. The big advantage that you have in Ireland for people who grow up speaking Irish at home is that you have this support through the school system. And what's really important there is that everybody learns to read and write the language. And that seems to be a very, very big advantage when it comes to not losing the language.
Okay. All right.
So if you have any kind of level of proficiency, you should try to re-immerse yourself and speak it again. And it won't happen immediately, of course. And then, like you just said, you may just get discouraged and think, oh my God, it's all gone. What do I do? But if you just persist and keep on, you'll probably find that your brain has kept most of it and that you can still crank it up if you so choose or if you need to.
Okay. I will take that advice to heart. Professor Monica Schmidt from the Department of Language and Linguistics in the University of Limerick. Thanks indeed for talking to us.